We choose to please God in all we do, June 17. We choose to please God, not ourselves. And he that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. John 8:29. Had Christ chosen to do so, he could have passed his days in a world of his own creating in ease and plenty, and claimed for himself all the pleasures and enjoyment the world could give him. But he did not consider his own convenience. He lived not to please himself, but to do good and lavish his blessings upon others. There is no help for man, woman, and child who will not hear and obey the voice of duty, for the voice of duty is the voice of God. The eyes, the ears, and the heart will become unimpressible if men and women refuse to give heed to the divine counsel and choose the way that is best pleasing to themselves. The man or woman that leaves the place that God has given him or her in order to please inclination and acts on his own devised plan meets with disappointment because he has chosen his way instead of God's way. Our Heavenly Father is our ruler, and we must submit to his discipline. We are members of his family. He has a right to our service. We must not study to have our own way, but God's way and God's will. Human beings suffer much because they step out of the path that God has chosen for them to follow. They walk in the sparks of the fire they themselves have kindled, and the sure result is affliction, unrest, and sorrow, which they might have avoided if they had submitted their will to God. Whatever path God chooses for us, whatever way he ordains for our feet, that is the only path of safety. With the eye of faith, with childlike submission as obedient children, we must look to God to follow his guidance, and difficulties will clear away. The promise is, I will instruct thee and teach thee.